Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
Is Jalen Johnson back out there today?
Can I say no comment? I'm gonna say no comment right now because I do think this, let me say this, we would love all our guys to be out there, but the way football is right now, it is optional.
Yeah, that's Alan Williams again. Yeah, I know it's optional. You would like for Jalen Johnson to be there. You wonder.
It's a very important note to explain to people that this stuff is optional.
Mm-hmm. They don't have to be there if they don't want to. And maybe he doesn't want to.
And veteran players shouldn't feel pressured to have to be at these things.
So all you have to say is, I don't have to be there. Or you say nothing.
I'm with you.
Well, Jalen Johnson chose to say a lot more than nothing.
What did he say?
He said, I'm going to be there for sure next week. I have a lot of things going on off field. I have my daughter back home with me in Fresno, California, where
that's
I'm from.
That's nice.
When she resides, and I don't get a lot of time back home during the season. So for me, the off season is my time spent with her.
Yes.
To make up that family time. And I'm a big family guy for sure.
Giggity.
He's a family guy. Da, 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 da. Being a young dad, I want to be present in my daughter's life for sure. And I take a lot of pride in that. Okay. Also have a lot of things going on off field. Last year, I was a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for the Bears, so I continue to live that. That's who I am. I have a lot of events I'm doing in my community back here in Fresno, being part of the church and donating, trying to create fundraising for my nonprofit, different things to tend to with different businesses here in Fresno. Okay.
I don't know why Jalen feels necessary. Feels it necessary to explain himself.
Yeah, that's like, oh, I gotta
like everything. He's like, no, really, I'm so busy. But let me tell you,
could it be because his coaches keep getting asked why he's not here?
But look, if it's family time, if you're also different businesses, this is like Derrick Rose with meetings and graduations and everything. After a while, it's just like if you're being part of the church and doing all events for your community, your nonprofit, then you're not going to be able to be with your family.
To me, off time in the NFL is really, really valuable for a player who I imagine at this point, and I'm not saying that I imagine that Jalen Johnson picked up and understood his responsibilities in the defense that the Bears play fairly quickly. I'm not saying that techniques can't be refined. But I feel like he's a player that doesn't necessarily need to be here day one of install with other guys in a defense that he's, you know what I'm saying, Dan? Like, yeah. It's not.
But that was a little too complete in the menu.
Yes, it's an entire menu. And that's the thing about it. Like, if Jalen would have simply said, I'm spending time with my daughter, and that was it. I mean, I don't think we're really talking about it in this way.
No, but it's like spending time with my daughter and mentioning the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee.
That's a weird flex, but here's
it's all a weird flex.
Here's the
events, plural, in the community, part of the church, donating, creating fundraising for my nonprofit, different businesses. Like, how do you have any time for your family?
I will say that what he said about winning the Walter Payton Man of the Year award from the team, that if that is pushing you to do more in the community, that's a win for me.
It's a win for the community.
And it's a win for the community. I'm just saying, Jalen, you don't have to tell these people nothing. Or you could just be like, these are not mandatory practices. I will be at every mandatory practice. But until then, I'm going to enjoy my time off because I've earned it. And we negotiated it. And that's the kind of the tight rope walking that coaches have to do, because they would love to tell you how much they would appreciate all of their players being there. But they can't, because then they come off as being jerks, and it's against the CBA. So they have to be like, oh, well, I want to remind you guys that this is all voluntary stuff that we're doing. It's very important stuff that we're doing in June.
Here's our bad text of the day. Dan, you were wrong about Derek Rose's comments about meetings and graduations at the time, and you're still wrong about them. No. It was dumb. He said a lot of dumb stuff, and that was a really dumb thing for him to say, that he was more concerned about post-career going to business meetings and his kids' graduations than he was playing basketball. Defending that makes you dumb, too.
I just feel like I hope that Jalen isn't feeling any pressure, and it feels like he's feeling some pressure.
Yeah, like he's like, oh.
He has to defend himself.
That's why he kind of went hard. So does he think he's feeling a little guilty?
Maybe. Maybe he's feeling guilty. Maybe he's feeling pressure. And he's like, but I got all this stuff. I got this stuff. And I got this stuff.
I was Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee.
And I got all this stuff going on.
And church and kids and everything. I got no time for any of this.
Fresno, all this stuff. I feel like he's feeling pressured, and he's responding in kind. And I don't like it, because I feel like since it's the one thing, less practices is the one thing that players got in their CBA negotiations with ownership. Every single one of them should just run that, like, whatever you want to do. If you want to show up because you want to be there, I'm okay with that too. But if you want to take advantage of the language of the contract that you guys fought tooth and nail to get, where you don't have to be at some of this stuff, then don't be at it. Stay at home. Enjoy the time, because we know what it's like for guys during the season. We know that most of them don't get an opportunity to do some of the cool stuff.
Fine. I'm not, bottom line, I'm not worried about it. I just thought the strength of his rebuttal was a little much.
I need to go on a national radio show and tell everyone how busy I am in Fresno.
Yeah, that was like, you know, blowing up mosquitoes with a howitzer. It was just a little much. There is a player, though, where there may be a bit of a surprising and or more material absence, and this is in the opinion of the Tribune's Brad Biggs, expressed this morning on the Mully and Haw Show.
Let's talk about Nate Davis, the right guard,
who
they paid in free agency, and it's a little unclear where he's at, but they only let reporters out there one day a week. So could Nate Davis be there? Could he be rolling into the parking lot right now? Sure. Anything's possible. But that guy got a $30 million three-year contract from the Bears. And generally speaking, guys that get paid get on board right away.
But he's also a guy that doesn't have a past with the Bears. And maybe that's a negative, but I'd also think he's not been somebody who you question, right, in terms of his commitment level.
They just paid him.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Yeah, they just paid him. It's still optional, though.
It's still optional. It is a little weird. In the case of Nate Davis, it's a little strange.
Is it understood that when you are, is it protocol? Is this just sort of gentlemanly? Is this the kind of thing where if somebody gives you the big bag in the offseason, hey, we want you to be a Chicago Bear, sign this contract, take these pictures, blah, blah, blah. Okay, great. I'll see you whenever I see you.
I'll see you at minicamp. And he did have a knee injury to end last season, right? So I would understand anyone that is concerned by Nate Davis not being there because you've never seen him. You know, like none of the reporters that have covered the team, you know what he really looks like. And it is strange that he's not there. But at the end of it, I'm still like, you know what veterans hate? Being at football facilities when they don't have to be. They hate it. There are players that are sitting out there not signing deals. You want to know why? Because they don't want to go to training camp.
I still think it's hilarious that Lance Briggs actually just left the team at one point to go open his restaurant.
You're damn right.
He just like, where's Lance? He's in Sacramento.
The double nickel.
Yep. He had barbecue that had to be sold.
Right.
And Mark Trestman's like, who? I didn't know any. What did he? I'm not sure. I don't,
where did he go?
I don't know anything. He went where? Was it?
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
And then I believe Sam Acho finished his MBA. I believe that was another thing that was allowed with Trestman where. Was that? No, it was Fox. It was John Fox. Where at the end of OTAs, because that's usually the time when you're finishing your final projects up, Sam was like, I got this thing. I got a presentation I got to do.
Do those great defenders in Bears history also rattle off other lists of things that they had to do alongside those accomplishments?
Well, Lance was just saying he had to open up a restaurant. That's all. The Nate Davis thing is got my spidey senses tingling more than the Jalen Johnson stuff does. But I do feel bad that Jalen felt it necessary to be like, guys, I'm so busy.
Hey, I'm swamped. What is it? He said, I've got my wife to murder and Gilda to blame for it. I'm swamped.
What I want him to say is...
Or what's the from Blazing Saddles? I couldn't possibly squeeze him in today, sir. I'm booked solid.
I just want Jalen to be like, I'm at home minding my business. That's it.
Yeah, don't worry about me.
I'll be there when mini camp starts. Until then, mind your business too.
Yeah, don't worry about me. I'm good.
Get out my pockets. Get your hand out of my pocket.
You're talking to a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee and a Hall of Famer baseball person.
Well, you don't have to give the whole resume, but... Apparently, he felt like he did.
Yeah, like the clapback's really strong.
And
right?
That's what I don't like,
yeah.
Chief Keefe. I don't like that he felt like he had to go so hard. Guys, you got to understand, I've got this, and there's this, and there's all of this stuff, and then there's this. I'm spinning a lot of plates. I don't have time.
By the way, the guy that plays the hangman in Blazing Saddles,
mm-hmm.
the one who talks like this,
mm-hmm.
it's a doozy. That guy is a comedian named Robert Ridgely, a comic actor named Robert Ridgely. He was best friends with Tim Conway. Do you know where else you've seen him in a prominent role in a movie?
Is he a Sith Lord?
He plays the white-haired colonel who bankrolls the production in Boogie Nights.
No!
Same guy. It's my...
The colonel got caught.
Yeah, colonel got and should have been. It's my second favorite same guy from Blazing Saddles in another movie.
Okay, who's your first?
Because my first is Jack Sterrett. Jack Sterrett is Gabby Johnson. Doing the Gabby Hayes impersonation. That guy. An authentic frontier gibberish. That actor, Jack Sterrett, do you remember the movie First Blood?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember the sadistic sergeant named Galt? The mustachioed sergeant who hits Rambo in the back with a nightstick and who is trying to shoot at him from the helicopter?
Yes.
Same guy. Same that's Gabby Johnson from Blazing Saddles.
Didn't Rambo Like, if we really looked at who Rambo was helping.
What, killing cops and everything?
No. No. Isn't Rambo kind of a...
Rambo's Al-Qaeda.
That's what I was saying. Like,
yes.
Isn't Rambo
Rambo was
responsible
for... Yes. Rambo was in Afghanistan helping to empower what eventually became Al-Qaeda.
That's what I'm saying.
That's Bin Laden. That's him playing Bukhazi with the Bin Laden boys. In helping them in their fight against Russia. Teaching them how to down those Hind helicopters. And next thing you know, they're like, hey, thanks, old Rambo, for the tactical lessons. We got a long game to do. We're enrolling some people in flight school. Yeah, that was Rambo 3, I believe, right? They never dealt with that.
No. No. And is that why in Maverick, like, the enemy is not named? Like, in Top Gun Maverick, like, that enemy is not named at all. Like, you kind of have an idea of who the enemy is in Top Gun Maverick, but they're not named just in case our policy changes or whatever.
We're recalling Rambo from that special mission.
What you been doing? What you been up to, Rambo? Well, I was helping these guys.
You know, they just need a little help. So I said, I'll help you out. You're my friend, my enemy is my friend, or
you
something
know
like
how it
that.
Goes.
It'll all be cool.
And then,
no big deal.
And then, what happened afterwards? What did they turn out to be? Were you really happy with the training and the weapons that you gave him, Rambo? Well, here's the thing about all of that.
Yes. Well,
it's classified.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.